squad are here today to talk about hallways and how to make the most of your grand entrance to your abode. We're joined by DIY expert Alan Grant and Arlene McIntyre from Ventura Designs. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Arlene, your advice for people on creating their masterpiece hallway, making the most of it.
I love hallways. I'm actually totally addicted to hallways. And
really?
The projects we're working on, I'm all about the entrance to that home. I think it's a really important space.
As in, should it be big and bold or?
Well, depending on the size, not everybody's hallway is the same size. But I think that is a really important place to introduce who you are, your bit of your personality, who your what your style is. And it should be clutter-free if possible.
My mind is racing here at the moment because, like, I don't really have a hallway. It's just a small little space when you come through the front door, like you know,
well, we're
making the most of small, compact spaces, I suppose.
Yeah. So there's loads of clever ways you can kind of introduce storage and just creating high impact when you enter your home.
Alan?
Yep, I would actually say the same, that you need to keep it clutter-free, and I'd go for nice, small, narrow, compact kind of tables. Remember, when you're leaving the home and you arrive home, what are you putting down immediately? You have your keys.
If you're kicking off
your
shoes.
Dog, kicking off shoes, exactly. And so you want to have storage, somewhere to put these nice and neatly away. And I would say as well, the lighting and the colour of the hall. Remember, this is, you're arriving into, somebody's arriving into your home, and it's a predecessor of what they're going to see in the rest of the home. So you go for a wow factor. I love a bit of art. I know a lot of people go say, put up a mirror first. But I think a nice piece of art that kind of sets the tone for the rest of your home. Now, if you do have a mirror, remember what's that reflecting before you're actually in front of it. So, like, okay, it's great when you're in front of it, you're checking yourself out before you head out for the evening. But if, as you're coming in, if it's reflecting a nice piece of art on the opposite side of the wall, that really kind of adds an extra kind of warmth kind of feeling into it.
Loads of questions anyway about hallways from our listeners. 087 1400 106 is the number. The first one, I'm considering doing panelling through my hall and landing and up the stairs. I'm wondering how hard will it be and what tools do I need? So this person's thinking of doing it themselves.
A nice sharp saw is number one, and you absolutely need a mitre box to get those. A mitre box. So that's where you put in your beading into the box, and you get that perfect cut. If your cuts aren't on perfectly done, it'll show up when you're finished. So you'd need that and like a tack gun or something like that, and adhesive as well to screw or to.
Definitely
fix
agree
wall.
With Alan. You need to hire the professionals for the wall beading. I know that it is an interesting thing that to think that you might be able to do
a
bit of DIY.
I was just going to say this. Can you do it yourself?
It's tricky. And I think you need really careful planning. Like with any projects we're working on, we'll create a wall elevation showing your beading pattern. Because there's dozens of different styles you can go for. Mm-hmm. What's really popular now is the planton bead, which is really thin.
What's that? Oh, that's the thin little
panel.
Yeah, it looks
or
great.
Or you can have it where you have like a split bead, which we find is very popular as well with the dado running in between. Or you can go for wainscoting. So it really depends on your style, the space, and what it is you're trying to highlight.
Is it one of the DIY jobs you could chance yourself, Alan?
It is tricky, right? It's kind of up it's on tricky. The higher level of kind of DIY.
So you need
jobs.
To be handy now at DIY.
Yes. You do need to be handy. Right. You do need to be very confident with wood and with your cuts and stuff like that. And if you are attempting it, you will need a laser level as well. It's one of my toolbox friends. Mm. So you can throw that laser level up, especially if you're going up the stairs. It's going to look horrendous if it's done wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I so agree.
Yeah. So get advice. This person, hopefully they know what they're at.
Yeah.
Another listener says, I'm tempted to go for really bold colours in my hallway. It has plenty of light, so I think I can get away with it. I'm a little scared, though, that I might get fed up. If you've any advice.
Well, paint can always be changed. So, I mean, I would definitely go for it. If you're itching to do something bold, go for it. Just think about the colours you're planning on using. If you really, really love red, buy a few red samples from warm reds to the cherry reds. Bring samples home, test them on the walls, see which one works 24 hours a day, what looks great at nighttime, daylight, if you're north facing, south facing and so on. So start with samples and make sure you're sure about the tone.
I imagine, though, for bright, you know, like the blacks and the deep greens, Alan, and hallways, you probably do need a lot of light and high ceilings near, do you?
Well, yeah, if you're using blacks,
it's
an extremely great backdrop for artwork. So that works as a lovely gallery wall.
Yeah.
So suddenly when you put the art on the black, all you're seeing is the pop of the art and the black is just coming through as a backdrop frame to all the art.
Yeah, definitely. You could go for like a dark, I'd go for warm, earthy kind of colours, kind of like the mixes of the browns and the kind of like all the earthy colours that you see around the gardens and stuff like that. But like it is, it does depend on what you're going to put on the wall and what, as you say, what will pop off the wall then as well.
Listener here now from my old friend, the stair runner, the carpet, right? This texter says, I want to get a stair runner, but I've no idea where to begin. I'm aware of the normal carpet ones, but I've actually seen some really cool, colourful, hand-woven runners online. Do you know any Irish brands that do fun stair runners and also that wouldn't break the bank?
I would recommend Matt Britton. Okay. I think Matt Britton have a massive range of floor runners to choose from. They even have a new company called Crucial Trading. That's really durable. It's like a soft sisal. It's really great for high traffic areas on stairs, and it looks great with a lovely trimmed border.
This is the one, so like I have a runner myself, but it's just a sort of a beigey cream coloured, you know, carpet that runs up on a white wooden staircase, but with the kind of the gold, what do you call them?
The bars.
Thank you. Yeah. But I do love those real patterned runners. I think you need a staircase, don't you? You need a big one.
You do, and I think it's a nice kind of runway up the stairs. It kind of leads your eye as you arrive into the hallway. I think if you're going for like a kind of more of a natural, or kind of like a heavy kind of woven carpet, if you've kids or anything like that, just coming down in the big boots and stuff like that, just be careful. They can wear out a bit more at the edges of the steps. So just something to be mindful of.
Also, my own top tip on runners, like you need to be fond of hoovering. Because the dust sits in around the white, the wooden part.
Yeah.
Like if you're not a fan of wanting to take the Hoover out every few days, just put carpet in the whole stairs.
It's so true.
Yeah.
But there are cool patterns to choose from. So if you like something geometric, that's kind of fun, but it can be neutral as well. You can introduce colours in other ways to the hallway.
Okay. Another texter just on the stair runner. I want to paint our stairs black. Is it wise or should I stick with just carpet on the stairs?
That is a very big question, Andrea, because it depends on what's already on the walls, what colour their flooring timber is, or is it a tile? So I'd be looking at that entire question, you know, in its entirety. Like, what do you have going on in that space?
So if you
black is a very bold colour. It's super cool. I love the idea.
It looks great.
Yeah, but you'd need to understand what else is happening in that space.
Do you need two or three staircase? Like, do you need a two or a three storey house to have something like that?
No, not at all. No, I've seen that done really well in a lot of really small townhouses.
Yeah.
I mean, if you check out Pinterest, you'll see a lot of really cool townhouses in London have done that.
Yeah.
And it can look slick. Again, it's all about layering. So it's whatever you have on your runner, that black will just become a backdrop rather than being the total focus.
Is it a little on trend at the minute?
No, not at all.
No?
Okay. No, I think that looks really tailored. It's smart, but it's a look.
Listeners wondering about they have a narrow enough hall space to need some form of a table or radiator box. I'm in this exact place too, somewhere to leave the keys. Any suggestions on what might work best, even in small spaces?
Well, you can like a narrow table, as we said before, or else you can have like a floating shelf, just somewhere to put the keys and the essentials. So you haven't got it going fully down to the wall or down to the floor. So something as simple as that, just like you've coming out about 6 inches from the, say, over your radiator or something like that, where you just leave it, all your stuff there, and have a grab ready.
I need to get one of those radiator covers, but like sometimes they can look a little plasticky, can't they? You know, they're pretty good ones.
Like some of them will have the nice kind of grain effect, or else they'll be like a melamine kind of cover on it. But you can paint them. That's the beauty of it.
Course,
and you can actually kind of get an interesting grill on it so that it's metal.
Yeah.
So if you'd like the antique brass or like a polish finish on the grill, it's not all wood. That the centre part has a metal finish in it, and that kind of softens it as well.
Okay. One listener wants us to settle a domestic at home. I'm thinking of doing a gallery wall in our hallway, but the husband thinks it'll be too overpowering. Would it look too cluttered? Please discuss.
I love gallery walls. Yeah. I think hallways.
What is that? Just explain, first of all.
It's where you group loads of pictures. May it be, you know, everything from your family photographs. You frame them kind of in a very structured way where all the frames match and they're very tied in. And then you hang them in groups, and that creates sort of like a gallery feel to the hallway.
I think it looks really cool.
And it is
sort of like a shrine to your family.
Well, it can actually make sense. If you combine it even with the beading, it's a really nice idea.
Yeah. Listener wants to paint their hallway half white and bottom half a bright yellow. Oh, so white on top and yellow on the bottom. I've been told it'll look ridiculous. Is it too vibrant for a hallway? Should I stay either with one colour or just neutral?
I would say with one colour. I've seen it being done in nice country homes where the yellow kind of just throws out the rest of the woodwork, and it kind of like a stairs that maybe a couple of hundred years old or something like that. And in certain instances, it can look really well and throw the hallway a really nice kind of bright, vibrant kind of look to it.
Yeah.
But in a small kind of Dublin suburban house, I think, you know,
Stick with one,
I think.
Yeah, do you agree?
It depends. If they only have like half wainscoting, that can look really well. It's a very classic look to have that split.
Okay.
You know, where you have the neutral tone on the top and perhaps the bottom part is in a paler tone that ties in with all the other woodwork. So just depends on the formula. It's nice though. Sometimes it works.
087 1400 106 is the number. Would certain paint colours on the stairs show up dust more? I was thinking of doing an electric blue stairs and banisters, but I'm scared I'll regret it.
It will. Yeah, definitely.
Really?
I've seen like stairs where there'd be, you've the runner in the middle and you've the brown either side or something like that. And it does. You'd be, as you alluded to earlier, you would be hoovering more frequently. You'd want to like one of those little, Dyson kind of run along really quick every couple of days.
Sorry, electric blue.
That's a lot of colour.
Wow. Listener says, we've an old house with a narrow, dark hallway. The only door off it is into our sitting room. Any tricks to make it feel bigger or brighter? We've tried to change to lighter wood and white paint on the walls, but it actually made little difference.
Oh, that's challenging. Maybe she just needs to work on what's on the walls. So introducing mirrors to the walls to help widen certain pinch points in the hallway. Keep the eye high. That's what I'd be focusing on. Keeping your tones light. If you've got a narrow hallway.
What do you mean keep the eye high? As in
make what's on the walls interesting
focus
so that your
point.
Eye is drawn upwards rather than focusing on the narrowness of the hallway.
No, yeah, I have a real notion to put in, you know, that real dark wood, the herringbone, but the really it's nearly like a chocolate brown. It's very
beautiful.
Rich.
Yeah,
but like the space just doesn't again.
Yeah, it will shrink up the hallway unless it's
really
a very big hallway.
Yeah.
But it's very smart. I love that look.
So probably more like a white tile then or something, is it? That kind
or just something softer, like a French oak or a, you know, something that's a lot lighter in its tone.
Okay. I have a 1.3 metre wide hall. I'm thinking to put a sliding wardrobe from IKEA to make it impact and tidy, to put away all of the clutter. Any thoughts?
Yeah, great idea.
Yeah, there is. And if some people that have space under the stairs as well, you can get these real kind of smart storage units that just slide in and slide out.
Mm.
Great if you have kids playing sports. When they come in, they can just put all their
throw
kind of
it all
boots
in.
And stuff in and it's hidden in seconds.
Okay.
It's actually a great space for wine storage.
I like your idea.
Yeah, don't mind.
We've recently done that. We've taken the whole area section under the stairs and created a beautiful wine section.
I did that, but it's not in the hallway, it's in the sitting room, like so.
And it's beautiful when it's backlit. It's
nice.
Very, very inviting.
Own little makeshift bar. Finally, what colours suit an orangey pine skirting banisters and doors?
Oh dear.
Orangey pine.
Warm, go into the warm tones. It's
really
it's kind of that orangey tone.
Yeah, and it sounds like the colour there might be very unsure, obviously, by the colour to choose from, but samples, go in and get half
loads
a dozen
of
samples.
Yeah.
Get six samples. They're not. They're only $2.99, $3.99. Paint them on the walls, paint them near the skirting, kind of just see what kind of works best for them.
Yeah, a warmer tone would not fight with the orangey tone. Yeah. I think go warm.
Okay, go warm.
A cooler tone will just make it look more orange.
Loads more questions we didn't get to. I didn't realise there was so much to talk about hallways, but there you go as always. Alan Grant, DIY expert, and Arlene McIntyre from Ventura Designs. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. That's all we've time for on the show. If you've missed any of the programme, you can listen back. The podcasts are up. They're on the Go Loud app. Just subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. We will chat, though, at midday tomorrow.